So our listener found a pros cons list written by her husband, seemingly about her. She didn't know how to react. Pros had good body, kind heart. Cons, bad breath, family, kids.
That she wants kids as a con.
That she wants kids as a con. Oof. We got an update.
So I heard you talk about it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And first I want to say thank you.
Okay.
The way you and the listeners responded was so thoughtful and caring. Honestly, that meant a lot.
Okay.
And after hearing everyone's advice, mm-hmm. I knew I couldn't just pretend it didn't happen and move on. I wanted to forget about it, but I couldn't shake the feeling I had after reading those things.
Right.
So I decided I needed to talk to my husband.
Sure.
Before I did, I went back to the spot where I found the list. I thought maybe I'd take a picture of it, maybe reread it, maybe just have some kind of proof that I wasn't imagining things, except it was gone. Completely gone. I didn't take a picture. I didn't show anyone. I had nothing except my memory of what I saw. At that point, I started questioning myself. Did I really see it? Did I misread something? Did I somehow create this whole thing in my head?
Wow.
But I decided I needed to ask him anyway, so I sat him down and told him I found something that hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
I explained where I found it, what it said, and how much it affected me.
Right.
And just like I was afraid he would, he denied it.
Ooh.
He told me he didn't write any list. He told me I didn't find anything there. He basically told me that what I remember happening didn't happen. I kept pushing because I know what I saw. I know what I read.
Right.
And then he started asking if I was okay. He told me he loves me. He said, maybe I dreamed it.
Oh.
He even said that maybe I should stop watching so much Love Island because it's messing with my head. WTH.
Wow.
I walked away from that conversation feeling worse than before.
Dang.
Because now I don't just feel hurt about the list. I feel like I'm questioning my own memory. I have no proof. I have a husband who's acting like everything's completely normal. He's affectionate. He's acting like nothing happened. And I'm over here replaying every detail trying to figure out if I'm losing it.
Mm.
I don't know if this is him trying to avoid a hard conversation, if he truly doesn't remember, or if I'm being made to doubt myself.
Mm.
So I'm back to square one.
Wow.
I just want to say thank you again, you guys, and everyone who called in and gave advice. You all treated this with so much more care and understanding than I feel like I got at home.
Mm.
And I guess now I have another question. What do you do when you're hurt by something, but the other person's telling you it never happened?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how to bring that spark back.
Wow.
Like, is she being gaslit?
Or it sounds
like
it.
Did she dream it?
She did not dream it. She's not going to write us about a dream.
That's true. But it's wild that he's making her think she did. What do you do with that?
It's hindsight, but like she should have snapped a photo of it in the moment.
100%. Or kept it.
Kept it. Yeah.
And say, what's this?
Right.
And show it to him.
Of course, that's neither here nor there because it didn't happen.
I know.
She didn't take a picture of it.
Nope.
She didn't keep it.
Nope.
And he's like,
What are you talking about?
What letter?
What are you talking about? That never existed.
What list?
You're making that up. What's for dinner?
What's for dinner? Baby, I love you. You know what? You're just watching too much Love Island.
Listen, is it like that Friends episode? Are you recalling the Ross and Rachel list?
Are you watching? Yeah. It sounds like she's being gaslit.
A little bit. And that, yes, now, he's trying to avoid a hard conversation because there are some big cons.
Granted.
That could affect their future.
Granted. We know one side of the story.
Yes.
However, we typically will take the side of our listener.
Sure.
Of the person who reaches out to us.
Correct. Because you have two very drastically different sides of the story.
Uh-huh.
You have like, I saw this, I read it, it existed. You got like, no, you didn't, you're making that up.
Mm.
So where's the happy medium there? Where's the compromise situation there? So either it sounds like she's just going to have to forget about it. But then, like, what if they get to talking about starting a family, and then she's got this in the back of her mind that,
it'll come back up.
She wants kids in the cons.
Yeah, it'll come back up. It'll come back up. Like, I think now you can go about this two ways. You can keep pressing. Say, I know what I saw.
Yeah.
Where's the list?
Until he finally, like, breaks.
Yes.
It's like, fine! All right! Does it, Adam Sandler?
Yes. Yes. I mean, you can go at it that way. And just keep needling, keep needling, keep needling. Which, as a guy, I hate.
Yes.
Can't stand it.
Right.
But.
And I just feel like that's just going to drive the wedge even more and even more.
But you know what you saw. And if you know you're being gaslit, then how do you approach that? If not, continue to bring it up. Or you can just sit back and know what you saw and go, okay, well, it's going to come to light at some point.
And just try to, like, keep and on keeping
on. And make your breath worse.
Oh, wow.
All right. 502-795-1997.
This is unsettling. I have an unsettled feeling about it.
It is. It is.
I'm not even involved in it. I just feel bad for her that has to be so unsettling.
I don't know if you've been, like, gaslit like this. And I say gaslit because that's what I think it is.
That's what it feels like.
It does feel like that.
Because when you're telling him, I saw this, this was there, and he's like, nope.
And he says, stop watching Love Island.
Right. It's putting some crazy ideas in your head that was never there.
Okay.
That's a very specific thing for her to just make up.
Yeah. 502-795-1997. Let me know, or let us know.
That said, your wife is woken up being mad at you for a dream.
She has. But she knows it's a dream.
Right.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
She knows it's a dream. Anyways, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your thought on this group therapy update.
Oh, that's weird. That's just unsettling.
We're not out of the woods on this.
No.
No. On 997DJX. So the update we got on group therapy, our listener who found a pros cons list written by her husband of a year, tried to
confront him about it,
and the list was gone.
Where, he was like, what are you talking about? That never happened.
Right. What list?
You're making that up.
What list?
You need to stop watching reality TV. It's putting ideas in your head.
So Rachel sent a voice note.
I was her. I would sit him down again and be like, okay, well, if it didn't happen, let's make it happen. Let's both write a pros and cons list of each other.
All right, so let's both write a pros cons list of each other, and let's make it happen. Just kind of confront it and say, all right, you say it didn't happen. Well, let's display all of our warts. Let's just do it.
Okay, so then we got Bethany, who sent in a message. You're only a year in. You have no kids, nothing truly tying you two together but a legal piece of paper. I think it's really time for some soul searching. Mm. If you will play mental games over something as simple as a list, what will he do when something more extreme happens? Mm-hmm. In a marriage, you have to have full faith in your partner, and it doesn't seem like you can trust him with your mental well-being or your heart.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you did before, but like after this,
right?
That's kind of tough.
Because not only is he disregarding your feelings
about
it, he's telling you you're making it up.
Yeah, because you did say, hey, this was hurtful, this list I saw.
Right, and I found it right there. It was right there.
And he's like, no, you didn't.
No, it wasn't.
You didn't see that list. Danny said, girly pop, that man is gaslighting you. Is this how he always handles conflict? That's a big red flag.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
Megan says, tell the listener that found the list to try to get him to say that she has bad breath by breathing more when she talks to him. Exhale in his face when you say, hey, honey, and see how he reacts.
Wow. All right. That is tough.
It's really tough. I mean, we joke about ways to deal with it, but ultimately, I think, Connie suggested they need to maybe go to therapy together.
That's probably not a bad idea.
How jarring is it now? It's just unsettling to feel like you know you saw this list. You know what you read. You didn't make it up. And now he's telling you you made it up.
Well, and be prepared for him to say we don't need to. We're fine.
Yeah. And then you got some decisions to make. Like now do you feel like you can even trust this man?
Or even say we don't need to and I am hurt.
That you suggested
that we need to.
Ooh, flipping it now, he's becoming the victim.
Listen, these are all lines I've used.
Oh, well.
I'm kidding. I know because I've used them.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, so, all right.
Yeah, well, he's not, like, even listening to your feelings or making you feel validated in feeling them.
Right. A lot of people think he maybe heard or got wind of the show.
Oh.
And
tried to do damage control.
Yep, before it happened.
Just flashy thing like Men in Black. No, you didn't.
Okay.
It's not there. What are you talking about?
All right. Well, hey, we're feeling for you. Keep us posted.
It's a tough spot.
It is.
I know you don't feel any better. And,
no.
And like she said, she feels worse now than she did before. But I think this is, you need to keep at it.
Keep at it. Don't just sweep it under the rug.
Listen, I know what I saw. I know what I read.
Yes. All right. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.